Milo's Money Days are here, and we're making it rain for rewards members. For the first time ever, when you make a purchase of $200 or more through July 12th, you'll get up to $30 back in extra Milo's money. Not a member yet? Join for free today, because members get more at Lowe's. Milo's Money Award varies based on status. Members in gold get 30, silver get 20, and bronze get 10. Milo's Money valid for 30 days. Restrictions and more terms at Lowe's.com/Milo's Money Days.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you can win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Eric Bland represents Sandy Smith, and he's been in her corner since 2023. Stephen Smith was found dead on a Hampton County road in 2015 with a 7.5-inch skull fracture. Sled called it a homicide 3 years ago, exhumed the body, sealed the autopsy results, and still no arrest. With the Murdaugh case torn open again, Sandy Smith has to be asking whether any of this chaos finally reaches her son. Eric Bland joins us to discuss the latest in the Murdaugh case and the Stephen Smith investigation. Eric, welcome. I want to talk about another case, but it's obviously we've talked about it in the past. Stephen Smith. We haven't had an update on this in quite some time. SLED reopened Stephen Smith's case specifically because of information found in the Murdaugh investigation. I don't know exactly what that was, and I'm in no way going down the road of Buster is connected to Stephen Smith. That's not where we're going. But I am curious. I mean, do we know the answer to that question? What was the nexus here that somehow brought the Murdaugh name to the Smith case?
It had to have been some kind of electronic discovery. It happened in July of 2021. The murders were obviously on June 7th of 2021, and something happened which caused SLED to reopen the investigation. The highway department had the file essentially from 2015 all the way through until they closed it. And during the murder investigation, something they discovered, and Chief Keel has never told me, but I believe it was some kind of electronic evidence that either was on somebody's phone or whether it was a photo or something that caused the investigation to open. Mm-hmm. And I had a really good dialogue with Chief Keel, basically from, I would say, right after the murder conviction in 2023, almost through to the beginning of 2024, where he was keeping me updated. Remember, we did a second autopsy. We took Stephen's body down to Florida and we got him an autopsy done that reached some new conclusions.
Yeah.
And we were optimistic that SLED was going to reallocate all those resources that they had on the Alex case to Stephen's case. And, you know, in this modern time, you know, you've got to be able to solve a killing. And we had heard rumors that there were 5 or 6 people that had knowledge, you know, not necessarily that they were guilty or they were involved, but they had real relevant knowledge as to what happened to Stephen on July 7th of 2015 when he was walking that road near Moselle. We heard that there was a grand jury impaneled. So we were very encouraged.
Yeah.
But now we are extremely discouraged.
What happened?
Nothing. We've put a $50,000 reward out there. And we thought that the cone of silence, Tony, that existed in Hampton County when the Murdahls were in power would be broken once Alex was convicted and the family would, you know, was held in disrepute and all the things that came out about the grandfather and everything like that. And, you know, we heard about that the grandfather actually put an obituary in the paper about his wife when she was going to leave him. You know, some, we just thought that people would say, you know what, the Murdahls don't scare us anymore. We're willing to talk. Not that there was any connection.
Yeah.
With Alex or Buster to the Murdahls. However, in the highway department file, the Murdahls were mentioned in the investigative notes that the next day Randolph and Alex came to the scene where Tony was in the road and they were seen there and their names are there, but nothing. And we are hearing nothing. Sandy Smith is discouraged. We are discouraged. You know, it's just one of those things. And, you know, can you imagine this woman has lived 11 years now without any answers as to what happened to her son?
And the thing is, if there's more than one person involved in that, that would, you know, it certainly opens up the door and the likelihood that somebody's going to talk at some point. What, in your opinion, would be inspiring someone not to speak about any knowledge they have on this, unless they're the person who actually did it, who then obviously has a vested interest in not going to prison? But if someone just knows something about, I mean, do you think this one that was it was the action of one person and they're just like, no, I got away with this, I'm done?
No, I think there's a couple that were in a vehicle on that night.
Yeah.
Whether they were intentionally going to hurt Stephen because of his lifestyle. That's one thing, or that he had knowledge. You know, he had told his mother that he was going the following week fishing in the Keys with a very, very important person. And his mother wanted to know who it was, and Stephen wouldn't tell him. So, you know, we know that there, you know, there could be a very important VIP involved. But it's, you know, or the person who did it is dangerous. And somebody who speaks is worried about, if I speak, I'm going to get killed. Look, there's five bodies around this family. There's Stephen Smith. There's Gloria Satterfield. There's Mallory Beach. There's Maggie. And there's Paul. That's a lot of dead bodies, Tony.
I'm wondering, do you hold any hope out here with the civil case that you know they're putting on against Becky, and digging into that world? Obviously, it's a different case, but this whole thing that was sprung out of the Murdaugh investigation. Do you think anywhere in any of these other places, maybe the same sort of luck will be drawn again, and there'll be some peace of evidence that come out of some other investigation that help clear the path for whatever is in the road here, blocking answers to Stephen's case?
Could be in an investigative file that is, you know, tangentially related to the murder case. It could be somebody decides in the civil case they'll sell or broker information. You just never know where it comes from. It could come from, you know, an unintended source. Look, the more eyes, the more ears, the more times like you and me and others say Stephen Smith, we keep that name out there, something may break. That's the hope. That is the hope that we have. I am discouraged, though. I will tell you.
It is. I mean, $50,000, is that where the reward is at right now, you said?
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. It's not life-changing money. And No. We kind of were having this conversation about...
But people can give it anonymously.
But I'm talking about like the Nancy Guthrie case. We're talking about that, where it's like 50 was the original, then it's 100, then it's a million. So if you're going to come forward with information, and you're not the one who did it, but you have information, you need enough to protect yourself. You need enough to make sure that it's going to be life-changing and that Yes, you can come forward anonymously. I guess I'm wondering, is there anything else that can be presented to someone to inspire them to come forward other than money? Is there anything that can be presented of protection? You're going to be safe if you tell us. We're going to do this. That maybe someone who has some knowledge doesn't know how this system works or could work or may work to protect them. And maybe more of an open invite, in very easy to digest terms for someone out there in the ether who has knowledge that goes beyond money to inspire, because obviously 50,000 hasn't done it yet.
No, you're entirely correct. We're not Savannah Guthrie. We don't have Savannah Guthrie's money.
Sure.
We don't have all the people. However, I have tried to talk to the heart of these men and women that may have knowledge of Stephen's death and say that you would want if it was your family member, you would want somebody to stand tall, to not let an injustice be pervasive like it is here. Mm-hmm. Come forward. The government will protect you unless that it's the person involved or persons involved are so powerful that you feel that not law enforcement won't protect you. There's so much that is going on in this case. Remember, the Murdaughs controlled the criminal justice system in Hampton County for over 100 years. And at the same time, they owned the civil justice system.
Yeah.
And so people are scared. It's a small county. It's never grown. It's never grown because of the Murdaugh law firm. No businesses want to go there because they're going to get socked. You know, cases that I settle for $300,000 or $500,000 here in Richland County, they settle for $10 million or $20 million in Hampton County. The American Bar Association, Tony, in 2005, voted it the third worst judicial hellhole in the country behind Cook County, Illinois, Harris County, Texas. So that'll tell you what goes on in that county.
Do you think there could be any slowdown going on here with SLED on this? Because, I mean, the retrial of Alec, obviously, that fairly is new information that there's a retrial going on. But if people are reading the tea leaves and they're saying, well, this may come about, could that have slowed it down? I mean, is it just cold? Do they have nowhere to go?
Maybe they do and they don't want to. Certainly so many resources have been allocated in the Attorney General's office and SLED to Alex Murdaugh that he has, stolen a lot of the oxygen from some very worthy and needy cases throughout our state. Look, we're not going to have this trial before the summer of 2027 or the fall of 2027. I do not believe that if Alan Wilson wins his primary tomorrow, you're definitely not going to have the trial before the governor's election if he's the Republican nominee. Mm-hmm. If he loses, I don't think he wants to retry it and go out a loser. I think he's going to leave it to the next attorney general, which is going to be interesting because I posited it out there publicly. I want to hear from them. I want to hear from each attorney general candidate. Are you going to retry Alex? Well, David Stumbo said he would. Stephen Goldfinch said he would. And David Pasco has come out and said he would. But remember, David Pasco is a best friend of Dick Harpootlian. The new attorney general, if David Pasco wins this race, he went from a Democrat to running as a Republican. Dick Harpootlian has raised, I have heard, now this may not be true, I have heard he's raised 80 to 85% of the money for David Pasco. So the question becomes, how does that work? What kind of resources, even if he's retried, is David Pasco going to allocate in his office? Remember, Alan Wilson spared no expense in that first trial. So there's so many different variables. Are we going to have a motion for a change of venue? We now have a judge. That's important. But there's so many pretrial rulings. So think about what's going to happen over the next year or longer before this trial happens. It's going to be electric, Tony, electric.
It's a sequel I didn't think we were going to get, but we got it. So
we got it.
Buckle up, everybody. Eric Bland, attorney for Sandy Smith. Thank you, as always, for coming on and giving us your insight into the Murtaugh case and where things are standing right now into the investigation of the murder of Stephen Smith. We'd love to get your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. You can find those links in the description right there. Weigh in. We'd love to hear from you. And be sure to press subscribe as well. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now. And don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply. Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.